And we have a substitution. John Messing replaces Ryan Hileski for the Hatchets. So we have John and Martin Messing, Ben Sutton, Ty Morneau, and Jared Brown inbounding. Feeds it in to Martin Messing, and it's loose ball. Ty Morneau rips it away. Top of the key to John Messing into the corner to Jared Brown. Drives down the baseline, and we have a whistle. This will be a block against...
That's got to be Michael Kemp.
Michael Kemp, and that is his second foul. Team is third only for USA, so it'll be bad X ball on the baseline. Jared Brown underneath his own hoop.
His biggest mistake was giving up the baseline.
Don't give up the baseline.
Never want to do that.
Especially Sunday's at 7 p.m. Jared Brown into John Messing in the corner for three. Hey-oh! John Messing says, hey, look, I can do that too. It's Bad Axe by 5, 31-26. John Messing with 8. That's his second three of the night. Minute 55 before halftime. Dominic Guardian at top of the key for USA. Dribbling to his right, Martin Messing playing very tight defense. Hunter Bowe to the right wing. Dribbles down to the corner, gets in trouble, and has to give it out. It's tipped by Martin Messing. Dominic Guardian, though, saves it for USA, keeps the possession alive. He dribbles into the left block, nothing there. Feeds it off. Williamson goes to the ground to save it. Has his foot in there, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring the Bad Axe Hatchets.
John Messing is guarding Aaron Sines and show you how much respect he has for Sines is that the ball went right by him and totally ignored it. I'm staying with my assignment. Aaron Sines is so dangerous.
Williamson checks out. And number 24 for USA, that would be Brennan Aumann checks in. Now Mason Krug for the Hatchets is going to replace Ben Sutton. 93 seconds left in this first half. It's Bad Axe by 5, 31-26. Ty Morneau, top of the key to the left wing. Skip pass to the right elbow down to the corner. Mason Krug for the long two. Air ball. Rebound. John Messing goes up for the shot. He is fouled by Brennan Aumann. He'll go to line for two shots. John Messing has not attempted a free throw on the night. That's Brennan Aumann's first foul and USA's fourth. Team fouls still, though, are Bad Axe with 8, USA with 4 with a minute 19 left in the first half. John Messing at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and this one's good. As a squad, Bad Axe is very good from the free throw line.
As a squad, they're shooting at this point 68%, and that's the entire team, mind you. While USA's at roughly around 62%.
John Messing, second free throw, no good. Rebound, Aaron Sines. Sines loses it, though. Martin Messing scoops it up, goes up for the layup. He missed it right over top of the basket. And Hunter Bone goes up for the rebound, and he is fouled on the way down. So it'll be Bad Axe foul. This will be the ninth team foul. For the Hatchets.
I was kind of wondering if that wasn't a pass to himself. Serious? I thought he was going to kiss it off the glass, go over there and rebound on the other side and put it in because the teeth of the defense was right on him.
Martin Messing's first foul. Hunter Bone at the free throw line for 1-1 with 1:11 left in the second quarter. Free throw is up, and this one's good. That's 9 points for the freshman. By the way, John, did you see Monte Morris for Iowa State nail that one over Texas?
I missed it, but
Remember calling his name a few years ago?
Yeah, just a tad.
Hunter Bone's second free throw is good.
He's in the same city as
that gives him 10 points.
Same city as my son, Ames.
32-28, Bad Axe by 4. John Messing at top of the key and over to the right wing, and now we have a whistle. Very tight defense, as Bad Axe was actually calling that a foul defense. And it's going to be a block against USA. That'll be the fifth team foul in the second against Aaron Sines. Bad Axe inbounds it, gives it down to Martin Messing for the jump shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound, Aumann. Here comes USA. Less than a minute to play. 50 seconds left. Hunter Bone pulls up for three. This one's short. Air ball. Rebound, Aumann into the hands of Bad Axe. Martin Messing goes in at the left block up for the shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. More likely this is going to be against Dominic Guardian. Indeed it is. That's his first. USA's sixth team foul. Martin Messing at the free throw line. Shooting two. He has 8 points in the night off of 4 field goals. This will be his first attempt from the free throw line of the night. 42 seconds left. And the first free throw is good. Smooth as silk. Of course, this is the first district appearance, final district final appearance for Bad Axe since 1975. Second free throw. Rims in and out, no good. Rebound Signs for USA. Wasting no time, goes in coast to coast, and the layup is good for Signs. He has 13. Three-point ball game, 33-30. Bad Axe hanging on by three. 30 seconds left, over to Jared Brown. Bad pass at his feet. He has to go down to pick it up. Gets Dominic Guardian. And looks like Guardian's going to be picking up another foul here for USA. Yep. That'll be the second foul for Dominic Guardian and the team's seventh, so that puts Jared Brown at the free throw line for 1-1. Jared Brown scoreless on the night. That's not unusual, but his presence on the court is very evident. First free throw, good. Not much arc on that, but Jared Brown defying the laws of physics.
I'm not even going to tell you what his percentage is, but I'm going to tell you what it might be determined on this particular free throw.
24.6 seconds in the half, 34-30. Second free throw, no good. Rebound still loose, and both players were pushing back and forth, and they're going to say the ball just went out of bounds, no foul. It'll be USA ball, 90 feet from the
hoop. No harm, no foul. That was a good call.
I agree. That could have gone either way. Instead, just don't call one. I like it. 18 seconds left. Hunter Bone brings it up for USA against McLeod for Bad Axe. Recently checked in, giving time or no a little breather at the first half, end of this half. Hunter Bone to his right, now to his left. 6 seconds left. Nothing there. Pulls up from NBA range. This one's way out there. No good. Rebound, Aaron Signs. He launches this three. This one's short. And we have reached the end of the first half with a score of 34-30. Bad Axe leading by four on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
From the premier truck dealer in the thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot, with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means their 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Hey, Jenny, have you put any thought into college scholarships?
Yeah, a little. I'm not too worried.
Well, you should be, unless someone offers scholarships for cell phone use, in which you'd get a full ride.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Comedian, Thumb Cellular does just that.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Thumb Cellular is offering a $1,500 scholarship for local students. All I have to do is submit a 1 to 5 minute creative video about how cell phones have changed the way people do business, work, and or live. I just need to film it on my phone and include a one-page cover letter. I'm going to thumbcellular.com/scholarship to learn the rest of the rules and submit my letter and video. The deadline is Friday, March 27th at midnight.
Well, in that case, I'm sure the cell phone queen will win for sure.
Ha ha, Dad. Very funny.
For more information, go to thumbcellular.com/scholarship. Thumb Cellular.